discuss it with you, and I just think you ought to have done something about it, and I'm disappointed in you. And I said, well, I don't know anything about it, but I will talk to Hubert, and I'll give him my authority to do anything you want done with Mr. Lehman. But well, I'm here by bestie. Now then,
I tell you what I did. She wrote to me and had there were several other people that did. She called me. This is some weeks ago. I immediately called John Bailey. I also talked with Cliff Carter. And I sent a letter over to Mr. Bailey, and I told him what had been discussed. And I said, I don't know what your plans are for your convention. But whatever you, if you have any memorials that you're going to give, I said, I just want to offer you...
I found out he's brought up, and they said, well, if you honor Lehman, then you, where do you go with Kerr, and where do you go with Chavis, and where do you go with each governor and each senator? Kerr had been a governor, and he had been a senator, and he had been...
It's a rough one, I know that.
And so what, I don't know what to do about it. I can't be handling hell. I've got more. We got Colonel shut down in Congo, and we're trying to get him out. We got all troubles in the world.
Well, I surely wouldn't...
Picking chicken shit things, coming up like a woman like that, crying over the phone, and getting every Jew in America mad at you. And it just ought to be. I wish you would call her. She's in Cleveland. And tell her that we're not going to honor Paul Butler, and that we just had the president and the president's wife, and Truman was going to say something about Mr. Rayburn, but Truman's not coming, and that you'll see that they do have a resolution for her husband, and that you'll praise him and try to get her satisfied with a proper memorial so our president doesn't have to worry with her.
He ought not to be bothered.
She's had me for 20, 30 minutes. I couldn't get rid of her, and I hated to decline to take her call.
I know that.
Now, Bobby's thrown in the reapportionment thing out here into the campaign. It passed 218 to 175 yesterday.
Yeah.
It has the effect of, for instance, eliminating Carl Albert's district. Now, there's some of the problems it has for the Democrats all over the country. The big cities are all for it. Rural areas are not so strong. And it's a matter we ought to let Congress settle without getting into the platform. But I don't know whether you can get Joe Clark and Bill
Brown. Well, I'll try not. May I ask you this? The platform committee went up to Atlantic City today.
It's going this morning. I just talked to Carl. He's at home, but I talked to him. And he doesn't have any control of that. What he's done is take every crackpot that we've got and put them on the drafting committee. He just got a list from somebody down there, and each one of them got a hard-on, and they're ambitious. And you take a fellow like Clark, and a fellow like Benton, and a fellow like Ray Madden, and he says that Ray Madden's been raising hell with the witnesses, and he's just been letting him go, and the papers haven't been playing it up. But I think Bobby's plan is to get this convention disturbed any way he can. I had a long talk with him, and he's not interested in promoting harmony particularly. And I don't want that discussed with another human, but I just know that he's got his problems, and he doesn't worry about these other ones. But he came out, and the platform ought to do something about reapportionment, and the Department of Justice's attitude on the Hill to work out something was just illegal and didn't represent his viewpoint. And his viewpoint was it ought to deal with the cities. Of course, he would be that way in New York. And your practical problem, you'll have California and Michigan and New York and Pennsylvania and all the big states, Illinois. Dick Daley's been down here testifying, stayed on that one. And I think that's fine, and my own inclination would be to support the court and not have this kind of stuff. But I don't think it's a thing for the Democratic president and the Democratic Party to get into for the reason that Dirksen and Goldwater are trying to put us in that position because we have the cities. Now, why people like Joe Clark and Benton wouldn't see that? But they have great moral principles, and they're going to get so goddamn many moral ones that we're just going to get the living hell beat out of us.
Well, I can talk to Bill Benton. I'm sure that as far as Benton's concerned,
I would just tell Benton and Clark we're on their side. That you the worst thing can happen from their standpoint is let them handle it in the Senate and not in the platform. And let's get elected and just handle it in the Senate and not in the platform. Now you better take Ray Madden and Benton and Clark and say to them, we've got a real good attitude there, and if they'll just let us, we'll have a forward-looking platform that we've got good suggestions on. I mean, Bill Cabinet and Bill Wirtz and all of them have testified, and there's not a conservative that's even come close to it. It's forward-looking, it's enlightened, and so on and so forth. But Ben, yes?
Uh-huh.
May I finish, operator?
I'm sorry, I just had a wrong line.
If they just let us, why, we'll have a real document there that But Bill Benton heard somebody else might be working on it, so he came down charging at the White House and riding the platform. Well, that's what it ought to be done, you know.
Well, exactly.
But that's what I'm confronted
with. Well, there's no problem. I can take care of Bill. I suppose he's here in town right now.
I don't know.
And I'll...
You just make on your list right quick. Get hold of Joe Clark Benton and say to him, now, I see there may be some suggestion about reapportionment. Let's just let us handle that in the Senate. Let's don't get it in the platform.
Absolutely.
And then we've got to find some way that you can get old Joe around, stop these damn 100 million telegrams and hell raising that disturbs all the delegates, and let's try to work out something that's satisfactory. I think
we come rather close yesterday.
Did you ever do any good with getting Ruther to come down here?
No, I've got to call in for him right now.
I think you'd better get him here for this reason. They tell me this morning that y'all have got a program and might to be seating those members who will take the oath or take the pledge of Mississippi and seating the Freedom People and put them in different places say to them that you're going to have a study made, and this won't happen anymore, that next time you will consider it. And that, if you can get Rao, if that'll satisfy him, he can cut, maybe stop this before he goes too far. If he doesn't, it's going to get out of hand with him. Now, just between us, and I don't think I'd tell another man this, and I can't, and if you ever indicate it, I'll have to put you in jail. I read these reports every night.
Yeah.
They got all kinds of taps around. Everything Rao says and everything that these other guys are doing are of great concern to the government, because the communists are in this thing deep. And he is telling them to leak all this stuff on me, and he's telling them to get Martin Luther King to do this, and he's telling them for King not to come to the White House with the leaders' meetings and things of that kind. He's not quite playing it to help the party and to help us. Now, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the whole card. They're getting ready to have a real blow-up up there that could have people killed. Could just be an awful thing for the Democratic Party. And there's no reason for it, because they got their president, they got their vice president, they got the Congress, they got every damn thing, they got their law. And if they just go on and let us get an election and get some more congressmen and senators, then we can have some good program. But we've got to put a stop to him quick, because this thing is going to get out of hand. They're wiring people to come, and I would say out of the 25 top ones, 20 of them are communists. Now, he knows that, but I don't think he treats it very seriously. And I don't know whether you know it or not, but King is completely owned and directed by him. Now, Russell knows that. But the main thing, if anybody ever opens these FBI records, well, you've had it. You ain't no use you even running for governor of Minnesota. Right. And that's why I think we've got to be very... let them have a modest demonstration like you had at San Francisco. That's all right. Let's try to find some way to avoid a fight. We've got nothing to fight about, nothing to vote on. And let's go out and go to registering instead of this other thing. I think this is important enough, Hubert. You ought to get Ruther down here and tell him this, because I got 50,000 retirement. I don't have to stay here. And not going to hurt me to get defeated, but they're going to be set back many years in this country if Goldwater's elected.
Yep.
We elected Patty O'Daniel in Texas one time, and we haven't recovered from it yet. They still got right to work. And they're going to do this, and they're doing it every day. It's blowing up, and it's blowing up about nothing. It just oughtn't to be. Right when we're signing poverty bills and things of that kind, we had a wonderful record, so they got nothing to fight about. And they're not against me, and they just ought to cut out this damn foolishness. But they can't control Farmer and King, and if Walter and Joe Rao and them don't step in now and say this is going to really elect Goldwater, why, it's going to be too late tomorrow or next day, because they got their forces moving, they got their buses coming, they got the million wires being sent to all the delegates. They're getting them aroused, just like I had our men call every one of the states and say, please do not put a person on the credentials committee that won't support it. Yet we have no control over the convention. I ask them the same thing on platform. Yet you've got Joe Clark just demanded he be put on, and so the committee, there's nobody, Bailey's got no guts, so we just put him on, and we've got that kind of group drafting the platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they were drafting the Senate, what problem you'd have.
Yes, I sure do.
Now, I can't spend all day on it. I spent half the day yesterday and half this morning. I've been on it since 7 o'clock, talking to Clark and Abe, trying to get them lined up here. But I do think that you've got to talk to Clark, you've got to talk to Ray Madden, and you've got to talk to Walter Ruther on this parade and and this Mississippi thing, we got to find some answer with Rao today.
I'll do it.
That will work, and you can take George Smathers, and I'll give you that assignment, and let's wrap that one up.
All right, Mr. President. I sure will. Thank you. Say, Mr. President.